This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted and happy to be with you today. Love spending this time with you. Love the opportunity that we have to come together as an electronic community to talk about the beautiful, wonderful things of the Lord. It is so very important for us to keep our Lord in the crosshairs of our life, right? We need to be looking at Him, focusing on Him in all ways, in all days. And it is from Him that we gain our strength. It's from Him that we gain our courage. It's from Him that we gain that capacity to endure. So I certainly do want for you to think about the ways in which our Lord greets you every day with the opportunity to grow in Him and to be enlivened, emboldened, if you will, by His Holy Spirit. Maybe we'll talk about some of the ways in which you've experienced that in your own life as we move through the course of our program today. And if you would like to share about that or anything else, let me give you the 800 number that you can use. It's toll free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Certainly inviting you to pick up the phone, give us a call. Ryan Penny is doing the call screening, and when you call in, be sure to give him a greeting and let him know if you're a first-time caller, and we can ring our first-time caller bell to welcome you to Women of Grace for your, what, premier opportunity here. So we look forward to hearing from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you're outside of North America, a number for you, country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. We are also out there on EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. If you're out there right now, well, you'll see me giving you a little wave and welcoming you with being with us today. We invite you to use the chat feature there. In that chat feature, you can put in your question, your comment, your insight, your inspiration, your word of encouragement. Jeff Burson, who is our social media manager and our producer, will go out there, retrieve it, and he'll put it up on the board, and we can address your comment or question as well. If you are a first-time submitter, mention that in that chat feature, and we will also ring that bell for you to welcome you today. Well, you know, today is one of those days where we have multiple feasts being celebrated. It's the feast day for St. Felix. It is also the feast day for the infant Jesus of Prague. Now, you know, I'll bet you a lot of you remember that beautiful image of the infant Jesus of Prague from years gone by. And I know numbers of individuals purchased these statues of the child Jesus and would change out his wardrobing in line with the liturgical season. Or if it was a day where a martyr was being celebrated, it would change to red. And if it was a day where it was a great and holy feast day, like December the 8th for Our Lady, for example, then, of course, a white garment would be put on him. And these fell out of fashion in Catholic homes after the Second Vatican Council, but there seems to be a resurgence of them. And, you know, I think it's a beautiful, beautiful idea to have this infant Jesus of Prague in our home today. And, you know, it is over 3.5 centuries old. For 3.5 centuries, people really were observing this particular devotion to the child Jesus under the title of Infant Jesus of Prague. And interestingly enough, the devotion originated in Spain, but it spread to what is now Czechoslovakia. And then it went from there to all parts of the globe. And replicas of the original statue dressed in these beautiful royal priestly garments are to be found and have been found in households as well as churches. But as I say, there seems to be a resurgence of this devotion to the infant Jesus of Prague coming along. My guess is that perhaps you have had a devotion or you know of a devotion to the infant Jesus of Prague. Perhaps you yourself in your growing up years had a statue in your home. We did not have an infant Jesus of Prague statue in our nuclear family home, but my grandmother, who prayed all of those rosaries every day for her grandchildren, had a statue of the infant Jesus of Prague. And I can remember as a child, you know, just loving to look at him and wanting to change, you know, his vestments. That was something that my cousins and I would participate in from time to time, always returning him to whatever grandmother had on him, of course. That was the most important thing. But, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And, you know, these can become heirlooms that you pass down from one generation to another. I don't know where grandmother's infant Jesus of Prague statue ended up, but I am certain that it's in one of the homes of my cousins. I just am not really sure which cousin has it. All of that being said, we would love to hear about a devotion that you've had to the infant Jesus of Prague, how the infant Jesus of Prague impacted your life, perhaps an intercession that you floated off to the infant Jesus of Prague was responded to by our Lord. We would really love to know all about it. Giving you that number again, 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. Also inviting you to go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. You can put your question or comment in the chat feature. We will get it up on the board and we can address it. First-time callers, remember, let Ryan know. Put it in your little chat message to us there so Jeff knows, and we will be able to ring the bell for you again to welcome you for your first-time adventure here on Women of Grace Live. We do look forward to those calls. We love to keep Ryan busy. So that's toll-free number again is 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. But I mentioned to you too that today is the feast day of St. Felix, and he's one that, you know, maybe you don't know a whole lot about. I know he's one I don't know a whole lot about, but I'm learning about him. And he is in one of the early persecutions. The priest Felix was first tortured on the rack, then thrown into a dungeon. While lying chained on broken glass, an angel appeared, loosed his bonds, and led him out to freedom. Now, I'm reading this right from a great website out there, CatholicCulture.org. And you know, this is, we consider the perilous realities under which the early Christians lived. And we wonder if we would have the courage and the strength in those moments of persecution to be able to stand firm. Would we be willing to stand up for the faith? Would we be willing to give our life for the faith? And of course, the question is, we hope so. And I think that we should really be begging all of these martyr saints that we read about that gave their lives for the Lord in the early days of our church and all through time, really. We should be begging them to intercede for us that if we should ever be put to that ultimate test, that we, like they, would be able to give fiat to that, to say yes to that. You know, I was reading recently in preparation for one of the programs that we'll be taping today for Women of Grace Television, that, you know, martyrdom, you know, obviously it purifies us and sanctifies us to the maximum degree. So there's no need for purgatory for one who dies as a martyr. I think that sounds like a really good deal. I don't know what you think about it, but would like to know. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Coming right back after the break, inviting you to stay with us.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are so happy to be with you today. Got a toll-free number for you so you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us right here. We love having that holy conversation with you. We certainly do. We were talking prior to the break about the fact that today is the feast day of the infant Jesus of Prague. And when we went to the break, Jeff Burson, who is our producer, shared a story with me, or at least a portion of a story with me. And I said, oh, will you tell it to everybody on the air? And he courageously said, yes, he would. And so I'm eager for Jeff to share this story with you. And we want to hear your story about the infant Jesus of Prague. And also, anything else that you would like to discuss today. Let me give you that number once again. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's toll-free for you. Ryan Penny will be answering. If you are indeed a first-time caller, let him know so we can ring our bell for you. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page also available. And once Jeff is off the air with me, he will dash out there and he will grab and retrieve any question or comment you might leave there. Also in the chat feature, I do put in if you are a first-time submitter, and we'll ring the bell for you too. So Jeff, I'm so excited to hear the rest of this story, and I'm so excited for all of our listeners to hear about this beautiful moment that you had almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago. I think it's next week we'll be celebrating a year since my wife and I were blessed to be able to go to Prague and actually see the Holy Infant of Prague statue there. It was just amazing to go there. You know, the whole city is just this old, beautiful city with all these beautiful churches. And then here we are being able to go to the shrine, basically, where the Holy Infant of Prague is. And what was so great is they're still celebrating Christmas over there. They don't stop until February. So the entire city was still decorated with all these beautiful lights and beautiful nativity scenes. And one of the beautiful things is they had the children who had colored their own nativity scenes all over the shrine. So it was just gorgeous there. But then to be in that holy place and be able to see the Infant of Prague itself, the priest heard my wife and I speaking English and started talking to us. And then he called us over and he actually pulled the statue and let us hold it.
Oh my goodness.
And I was just blessed to be able to have that statue. And then, of course, he took us to the museum that is there, that, as you talked about, all the different clothing. There is clothing that has sent from all around the world to be able to be on the statue during different feast days, during different times of the year. And I think some of the clothes are only able to be worn once. But it's a beautiful, beautiful museum there. And as well, they also had a museum there for nativity. So you had a nativity set, basically, from all around the world as well, to see how different cultures and different countries have the nativity set.
Oh, that is what a remarkable experience. And, you know, when you talk about it, it just makes me want to go to Prague. I definitely want to have the opportunity to visit some of those beautiful churches. When we stand in those churches, I'm sure you must have felt this way when you held that statue. You know, you're connected to generations, you know, going back hundreds of years. You're connected to this mystical body of Christ who stood in that same place, in that same cathedral or basilica or shrine, you know, and just think, you know, you were holding this beautiful image of our Lord as a child, the infant Jesus of Prague, and many other hands had held that as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just the connection. What a great connection. It's just like this beautiful, lovely connection with all of the people who have come before us in faith.
And whenever you go to those churches that are in Europe, those countries that have been around for centuries and decades, and it's just amazing to be there and know that the Mass has been said there for, you know, for centuries and centuries and centuries, and people have been sitting there adoring the statue for that long as well. It's beautiful.
Just absolutely exquisite. Well, thank you for sharing your story, and thanks for all that you do for Women of Grace. And I know that you'll retrieve anything that's given to us out there on YouTube and Facebook. So we want you to keep Jeff busy today. Not that he isn't busy in that studio all of the time, but we certainly do appreciate you, and we appreciate you telling us your story. Thanks so much, Jeff. And we've got people out here waiting for us to get to. We want you to be one of them, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Let's go to Patricia. She is in Charlton, Massachusetts today, listening to us via Station of the Cross. Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Good morning. I want to thank you so much for your ministry. I love this program and this channel. I have to share because I am traveling. So when I did get the call in, I'm now heading to Western Mass. And oh, okay. I just have to say, when you said today is the day of the Infinite Prayer, I have to share my memories. And I thank you for bringing it up today. And it's always good to be reminded my father's image for myself growing up faithfully every day would be standing in front of his bureau with that beautiful statue. That's how I just know growing up. He's very faithful, and I'm thankful that he instilled that in me because I then became a Eucharistic minister, but he's now my guardian angel along with my mom. My dad passed with multiple sclerosis in 2015 for over 50, 60 years, as old as I am. And I now adorn my top of my bureau and has been passed down, and I say my prayers and being washed over with the statue that my dad had for many years. So I'm just thankful for that, and I'm thankful as I'm traveling, what better to listen to reflect as I go visit my daughters. So I want to thank you for your program, and thank you, Seth, for reminding me that it's, I take this as a God wink, your topic, as I see it every day. Before I enter and, you know, come back into my apartment. So I do have that wonderful statue and to carry it on.
Oh, Patricia, that's beautiful. And, you know, I just know that when it's time for you to pass that statue on, your daughter or one of your children, if you have more than one, will really benefit by it so greatly. Because, you know, you're passing it on, but all of the prayers that have been prayed to the infant Jesus of Prague in front of that statue, you know, that puts him into our minds, helps us to visualize him. You know, all of those prayers that have been prayed there, you know, get played forward. That's the wonderful thing about prayer is that it doesn't end after the prayer or even after the petition's been responded to, but prayer, because it's caught up in the eternal moment, you know, has a life in a sense, you know, and it keeps on, it keeps on blessing. And so, you know, this is the beauty of passing these tremendous treasures of grace on to our loved ones, as time comes for us to hopefully see the Lord face to face now and not through an image of him. So thank you so much for sharing that. It's a beautiful story. And it reminds me of one other thing. You know, you can never, you should never underestimate the importance of example. You know, your dad probably didn't say a whole lot to you about what it was that he was praying about before that statue, asking our Lord to respond. But you visually had the opportunity to witness that. And that has stuck with you all of these years. And that just goes to show the power of a good witness, right?
Most definitely. Amen. And again, I'm so thankful for your program and just the whole channel. I mean, I wish, you know, we could all turn to this, but that's what makes the world go round. And
I'm thankful that
we do have, you know, evangelization through your channel and through your program.
Well, thank you, Patricia, you know, and may God be praised, you know, and we are also grateful that he's opened up the airwaves for us to be able to proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. If ever there was a day and a time that needed it, our day and time would be ranked among them. So thanks so much, Patricia, for your call and for your encouragement. God bless you and drive safely out there. We just ask you, Lord, to give Patricia traveling mercy, traveling blessings, Lord, make the way smooth for her father. And we just ask that guardian angels would proceed in front of her on her trip there and would indeed be bringing about a safe highway for her to travel. God bless you, Patricia. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. And we're inviting you to call us too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having holy conversation. And I'll tell you, we're having holy conversation today about the infant Jesus of Prague, whose feast day is today. But we welcome you to call about anything that is on your mind. Additionally, you can join us out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Chat features available for you on both of those sites, and you can use it to get your question or comment up on the board. If you're a first-time caller or a first-time submitter, please let us know so that we can do this. ring our bell to welcome you to the broadcast today. We always love to make a very big fuss over our first-time callers and submitters. Let's go to Valerie. She's out there in Geneva, Ohio. Gracious sakes. Valerie, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, Jeanette. How
Thank
are you?
You? I'm well. Now, let me ask you this question. Geneva, Ohio, is that near Geneva on the lake?
It is.
Oh, gracious.
Yeah, just a couple miles south of Geneva on the lake.
I spent many, many happy, happy weeks there growing up. Every year, our family would go up to Geneva on the lake, all of us. It would be my parents and my sister, of course, and it would be my grandparents, and it would be my aunts and my uncles and my cousins, and we'd rent a big old house up there, and we just had the greatest of time up there in Geneva on the lake. So it's nice to picture you in a place that brought me so much happiness. So what's going on with you and about the Infant Jesus of Prague especially?
I just accidentally turned on the station today. I drove my mother to the doctor's office, and I was unusually early. I'm like, wow, this is great. She went in, and so I'm like, well, good, I can listen to you. And I've been kind of craving to hear more about the Infant Jesus of Prague because I went to Mass this morning, not mentioned at all, and so I was so excited to hear you mention it. And I do have a devotion to him, but it's like he called me to it first.
Mm-hmm.
My heritage is Czech, but I didn't know anything about the Infant Jesus. There was never any religious items in my parents' home or my grandparents' home.
Mm-hmm.
I was in an antique shop and saw this beautiful porcelain statue of the Infant Jesus, and I thought, oh, I have to have him. And so I started researching him, and didn't really have any prayers they said him or anything, but I always admired him and honored him. And then one day in church, a friend of mine said that his neighbor had passed away, and her daughter had some things in a box and told him to just take what he wanted. So he showed me a bead. He says, I don't know if this is a rosary or what, but it's not a crucifix hanging from it, and I don't know what this is. And he said, I thought you would know. And here was a medal of the Infant Jesus of Prague. And it says, it's not a one-decked rosary. There's 12 beads on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it would be a chaplet that goes with it. So I researched it, and he says, well, since you know what it is, I think you're supposed to have it.
Wow.
And okay. So again, he's coming into my life. And so I started praying that chaplet and meditating on the life of the infant Jesus and saying the Hail Mary, Jesus became so much more real to me. And I saw how everywhere he went in his life wasn't by accident, and that he sanctified all those regions from the Annunciation to the Visitation, his exile in Egypt as an infant. How he blessed and sanctified everywhere he went. He just became very real to me. And then I had an opportunity to go to Prague. Actually, I was going to Austria to visit my son studying abroad in college, and saw how close it was to the Czech Republic. And my husband actually said, well, last week, well, we can go there too. We'll drive there. And so we happened to be there only for a few days, and I was just so drawn to my ancestors and wanting to be where in touch with them, and because I was so grateful for the faith, and I don't know how it got passed down, being that people didn't practice, my grandmother didn't practice the faith other than her private prayers at home because she lived in the country and couldn't drive. So we went to Mass, and it happened to be on Christ the King feast day, there at Our Lady of Victory, where the infant Jesus of Prague is, the original miraculous image. And we had sat a few pews behind the side altar, so I could kind of see him from a distance. And actually, I didn't walk around before the Mass. I just wanted to be kind of in one place there to pray. Went up for communion right below the statue. Mm-hmm. Someone came there to distribute communion. And when I looked up, it's like I looked up as I received him in the Eucharist. And he came to me. He came to me just as this beautiful, large infant, and he was just so close. My heart just, like, something welled up inside. And after the mass, it said, my husband just wanted to leave, but no, I have to go and see this statue again closer. And I was shocked to see how tiny he was. I'm like, no, he was not that tiny. He was big. His face was just so beautiful, just gazing at me. He was close.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I mean, I just love him. And
I can understand why. I mean, you know, it's true. I have to agree with you that for whatever reason, you know, and maybe you can ask him, you know, our Lord has selected this image of him as the infant Jesus of Prague to be very meaningful to you in your life and to be a source of consolation and a source of grace for you, Valerie. And, you know, these moments that we experience like that, when it almost seems as though the heavens open up and we are entering into this other realm of heaven, that we see in the manifestation of God's specific love for us, and it just impresses itself upon our heart, and we never lose it, you know. And just you sharing about it today is glorious for all of us. But to be able to reach back there in time and let that become present to you again is just a tremendous blessing for you. And I'm so happy you shared that story because God wants to do this for all of us, friends. So we should never lose heart. He is always knocking on the door of our heart in one way or another. He wants to come in, but we have to open that door just as Valerie has done it. Do want to let you know that the chaplet of the Infant Jesus of Prague is available for you at EWTN's religious catalog. So you can go and order one today. What a beautiful way to mark this beautiful feast. EWTNRC.com. We're coming right back to you after the break, inviting you to stay with us.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Well, everybody, we're happy to be back with you on this side of the break, and I'm inviting you to give us a call here. We're talking about the Infant Jesus of Prague today. It is his feast day, and I'm inviting you to call us and tell us about your devotion to the Infant Jesus of Prague, or, you know, a very beautiful way in which prayer was answered through the intercession that you made to the Infant Jesus of Prague, or a beautiful memory that you might have. Anything about the Infant Jesus of Prague we're talking about today right here on Women of Grace Live, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us. We're inviting you to join us via EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page as well. Use the chat feature there. When you do call in or submit a question or comment, let us know if you're a first-timer, and we'll ring our bell to welcome you to the program today. We have Nancy out there. We're going to go to Nancy in just a moment. But I want to let you know about some really neat stuff that's going on at Women of Grace. Today is January the 14th, and we will be having our first of two opportunities for you for a facilitator training on the Women of Grace Foundational Study. I've been telling you about it all week. Well, da-da-da-da-da-da, the day has come. So tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, you can gather together with other women to learn more about this Women of Grace Foundational Study, why it is so important for this moment in the history of man, and the mission that God might be calling you to through the role of being a facilitator. So just go out to womenofgrace.com, click on the date, and what will happen is it'll take you to a landing page. You can read about it, but you can also register. It's a free training session. We just want you to show up. So if the Holy Spirit is prompting you, or there's a curiosity that is going on in your heart about it, please heed that and join us this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, if you cannot join us tonight, do not despair, because we are repeating the training session the morning of January the 16th, which is Saturday, at 10 noon 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time. So we invite you to join us for one of those two occasions. We are really looking forward to being with you there. Also want to remind you about the upcoming two-part Benedicta Enrichment Seminar that will be held online with Dr. Carrie Gress. We're going to be talking about conquering toxic femininity with Mary, Mother of God. Really looking forward to this. I just know it's going to enhance your understanding of who you are as a woman, really encourage you toward that feminine genius that is yours by way of your feminine gender. And we want for you to register. And again, you can do that by going out to our website, womenofgrace.com. Want to get to Nancy? Want to get to you too? Again, that number, toll-free for you here in North America, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Nancy is with us in Savannah, Georgia. She is listening to us via Alexa. I have to whisper that or my Alexa will come on. She is a first-time caller, and we are very happy to have you with us, Nancy. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you, Janet?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm a longtime listener and viewer from The Abundant Life Forward and have wanted to call many times, but today was the day.
Well, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad you did, Nancy. Yeah. Thank you.
Love you to pieces.
Thank
but,
you.
I wanted to tell a little story about my mom and her devotion to the Infant of Prague. She and my dad were newlyweds, and they lived in a small town in upstate New York. And with her first pregnancy, there was a miscarriage. And so she had the DNC at the local hospital there, and the doctor came back and told her that it was cancer and that she needed a hysterectomy.
Oh, my goodness.
And both of my parents, of course, wanted a family, and so they began their devotion to the Infant of Prague and their prayers. Meanwhile, she and her best friend were both newly graduated nurses, and her friend encouraged her to get a second opinion. So her friend had a classmate up in Buffalo whose father was an OBGYN doctor, and she and my father went up there, and the doctor examined her and everything, and she got a clean bill of health.
Oh, my goodness.
So she came back to her small town in Geneva, and the doctor there said it was a terrible mix-up with the slide. It was mismarked and actually belonged to another woman.
Oh, my word.
But just, and so now I'm one of five children, plus a couple other miscarriages, but they just totally were devoted to the Infant of Prague, and I have her novena that she prayed. And also I have my husband's grandmother's statue that she's Hungarian, and she made the outfits for that statue, all just like you were describing in the beginning. And so I have that. So it's just, when you said Infant of Prague, that just took me over the top.
Oh, my goodness. You know, what a beautiful story, Nancy. I mean, it's a story of healing. It's a story of God's intervention in a life. It's the story that teaches us the lesson that we need to be faithful in prayer, and that these devotional practices that we engage in as Catholics are very important, and they're very efficacious, and they lead to amazing things. You know, I have a similar story, not quite the same, but my mother had miscarriages. She had two miscarriages before she conceived me, and she wanted a child so badly, but her body was not cooperative in being able to hold the child. And the story goes that she went to our local parish there, and she pleaded before the statue of the Blessed Mother and said to the Blessed Mother, you know, if you give me a child, if you, through your prayers, if I conceive a child and I'm able to carry this child to term, then I dedicate this child to you. And it was interesting that she would pray that prayer, because my mother was a convert from Presbyterianism, and you know, she was not very deep in the faith. You know, she just didn't have a really firm grasp on it. But I think that maybe even just desperation is what drove her to the church that day. I never knew this story about my mother's prayer until I was, oh my goodness, I don't know, I was a mature woman by the time that she shared this with me. Probably just maybe 20 years ago. And it was an amazing discovery for me, because I was actually born on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And of course, I have this tremendous devotion to Our Lady. So, you know, and your story my little story here, I hope, you know, I hope it's bringing encouragement into the hearts of everyone who's listening. I'm hoping it's bringing encouragement into your heart right now, you, Nancy, but everybody else, because it encourages and edifies me. And it makes me realize that this God wants us to approach him. He wants us to pray, and he does magnificent things in our lives. What a beautiful story to share with us today.
Yes,
thank you.
And the importance of the examples of prayer, like you said to the last caller, that, you know, our children are picking it up. They, you know, they've heard that story. They see the statue. It's just, yeah.
Well, you know what?
It was very powerful.
That's right. Had things turned out differently, they wouldn't be, because you wouldn't be. You know?
Right.
So this intervention of God, it's wonderful to contemplate, wonderful to meditate on. Well, you've brought joy to my heart. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, and I'm very happy to talk to you finally.
Well, me too. Thank you. It's been wonderful conversing with you today. And we want to hear from all of you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's the way that you can join us right here. We're talking about the Infant Jesus of Prague. It happens to be the feast day of the Infant Jesus of Prague. If you have a story about the Infant Jesus of Prague, well, give us a call. But we're here for you for any other prayer requests that you might have or any other comment that you would like to make. Let's go to Anne. She is in Boston, Massachusetts. She is listening to us via Station of the Cross, and she is also a first-time caller. Good morning to you, Anne. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Jeanette. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You have been my role model forever, and I'm older
dear.
Than you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Anne, that scares me.
I actually saw you at Boston College Women's Conference many years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
Being there?
Oh, yes, I do remember that. Yeah,
ago.
Jim Caviezel's wife spoke at that, and he actually showed up with roses to give to her. Do you remember that?
I think Kimberly Hahn was there, too.
She was. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago. They haven't had any women's conferences in Boston for a long time, sadly.
Oh.
And so many of our parishes are so, you know, on a skeleton series of services, if you will. It's,
I
you know,
know,
no adoration, and it's sad.
It's a very difficult
Maybe
time.
You're a little There's bit no... better off in Florida, I think.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm in Alabama, you know. Yeah, because I moved when Jack Williams and I got married. You know, I ended up here with my husband. Imagine such a thing.
Well, I have to, about the Infant of Prague, we had one on our dresser, my sister and I, in our bedroom forever when I was a child. And I don't know what became of it. I must ask her if she knows. But now I have a little image in a small frame actually on my own dresser. So it's kind of interesting. And I actually turned it over recently and saw the prayer and the fact that there, you know, that the anniversary today, the 14th, was. So it was a novena prayer, which I actually put on my dresser. So it's so funny because I really don't think much about it, even though it's sitting looking at me every day. But I will from now on.
Yeah, well, you know, isn't that beautiful, Anne? Maybe it's like a little prompt. It's like the baby infant Jesus of Prague is giving you a little poke and saying, hello,
absolutely.
I'm here. He must have a grace in mind for you today to do this on his feast day.
That
so
would
you,
be good.
Yeah, you might ask him, what is it? You know, like a present for you.
I'll do just that. Well, thank you. And keep up the good work, because your programs on television and radio both are great. Just
oh,
great.
Thank you so much, Anne. May God be praised. Well, thank you very much.
You
I'll do it. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye, dearest. These stories are absolutely heartwarming. And you know, Anne brings up another point. You know, sometimes we have these religious articles in the home. Sometimes we have these beautiful pictures that hang in the house. But, you know, they become so much a part of the environment that, you know, we don't even really see them. You know what I mean by that? You know, we don't really see them. I mean, our eyes take them in, but it's not communicating in our head. And so, you know, we should walk through the house and see where we have these devotionals, you know, see where we have these beautiful images that lift our hearts and our minds to God. I'm kind of looking around the room that I'm in right now. And, you know, and look at them as if we're seeing them for the first time. You know, God always has something in mind for us. He's never thinking about having something in mind for us. He always has something in mind for us. And as a matter of fact, that which he has in mind is always right there. It's at the ready for us. But the fact is, we have to receive it. And we can't receive it if we're dull, D-U-L-L, to it, right? So we have to ask the Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see. And it's not just through the beautiful sacramentals that we might have in the home. It's also just in nature, you know. We read in sacred scripture about creation, you know, being, you know, revealing the majesty of God, the firmaments, you know. Just take a look around. We recently planted some pansies here at the house, and you know, you can look at one of these little flowers, and just be captivated by their beauty. And it's not even anywhere near a magnificent reflection of who God is. It's not even anywhere near that. It's just a slight indication, but that indication is so great that it can take us right into the very heart of the Father, where he desires for us to see and to experience the great mysteries of the divine life itself. So, you know, we want to ask for a refreshing, you know, kind of like to reboot, you know, reboot our perception, you know, reboot our capacity to really see, not with natural eyes, but with spiritual eyes, to really, really see. We have PETA out here on YouTube. Then we're going to go to Patricia. PETA says, I gave up on who I was when I was 10. Any attempt for good in the last 27 years was not divorced from this orientation. I just wouldn't address it. I despised, renounced myself as a mistake while not blaming God for this nor others. I washed my hands from hope for intimacy with God or fitness for any relationship at all. Still need to convert from this indifference for myself. Advice or help? My having known better didn't make my heart my ally because it's not receiving itself to care for it. Oh, PETA, I have no idea what happened to you at the age of 10. Or what you experienced prior to that age that caused this desperation of heart to enter into you and to work against you in so many ways. But this is what I do know. God loves you too much to leave you in that state. And if I'm doing the math right, you then would be somewhere around 37 years of age. And there is so much that God wants for you. And I think that the best thing for us to do in this moment is just to pray for you and to ask God to open up, just to open up a window through which you can gaze to see who you are in him. And how lovingly he beholds you, and how lovely you are to be beheld. Father God, we bring your daughter to you in this moment, and we bring to you this prison that she has been locked in, that has prevented her from seeing and experiencing all that you have in mind for her. Father God, whatever it was that stultified her at this young age and became the chain that's held this door shut, I ask now that you begin a process of healing, which will break the chain that binds her and permits her to breathe deeply of your divine love, to breathe deeply the breath of the Holy Spirit, that she might be made new in you. I ask, Father, that on this, the feast of the infant Jesus of Prague, this beautiful image of your son as a little one, I ask that through the intercession of the infant Jesus of Prague, PETA might experience a new birth in you. And I pray that it is through the infant Jesus of Prague that she might be released from all that has caused her to have a distorted perspective of who she is. And I even see, Peta, as we're praying here, I see the infant Jesus of Prague coming and taking your hand and leading you to a path. And this is a new path. But as you say, it has to be received. And so I'm going to ask now, Father, that whatever wound has caused her to lack receptivity to you, I ask now that that wound would be healed immediately. I ask for an instantaneous healing, that she might receive the grace that you are bringing to her through your Son and through this beautiful devotion to him as the infant Jesus of Prague. For any mother wound, for any father wound, for any sin that was committed against her, we ask, Father God, for healing. And we place our trust in you, and we place our hope in you, and we place your daughter in the most sacred heart of your Son and in the immaculate heart of his mother, our Blessed Lady. And so it is, Father, that we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Lady. Amen. Peta, look for the Lord today. Look for him. Look for his graces. Look for his blessings. Look for them. Look for them. They're there. And they will encourage you, and they will lead you, and they will guide you, and they will heal you. God bless you. All right, we're going to go to Patricia there. She is in Houston, Texas, listening to us via Guadalupe Radio. Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Wonderful, Jeanette. Wonderful just to be able to talk to you again. I met you when you were at the Junior League for the radio, yes. And you were just so kind, and it was a wonderful night. And this is my first time that I've called and ever got through to any program. And I had to do it for the Infant of Prague because he is all over my house. My mother, she had a niche in our foyer when I was a little girl, and we had a beautiful Infant of Prague there. And I didn't even know we were Catholic, but I grew up with him. And when we would play, my sister and I, we would have to stop and go look and just gaze on the Infant of Prague. And my mother, also like your grandmother, would say the rosary for my sister and I every day.
How beautiful.
Yes, and it's, you know, he brings joy in that childlikeness. And I think this is perfect for Pieta to have the child, the Infant of Prague, because he wants us to have that heart of a child.
That's right.
He wants us to, you know, take away everything. When we play, like when we were kids, it's a time where there isn't, you know, we don't have the responsibilities of life. We can just be and have joy in our heart without problems. So I think this is a perfect day of healing for her. And the Infant of Prague, I know, has worked in my life and my sister's. And I have to say, my sister and I are both practicing Catholics. And I know it's the Infant of Prague that was just there, and that we were able to gaze on him and the beauty of that statue. And then it was broken. The statue was broken from one of my nephews, but I inherited one from a friend of mine.
Oh,
so he's back in my house. Yes, that I can dress. So he made his way back to me because he wants to play with me.
Well, Patricia, that is so beautiful. And, you know, just yes. Listening to you, you know, you talk about this, you know, we have to have the heart of a child. I hear the child in you, you know, rejoicing. And I know that brings such pleasure to God the Father. And I know the infant Jesus of Prague is very happy today. And he's very happy with you and with his devotion that you've had to him for all of these years. And, you know, I really thank you for sharing your story today. And, you know, friends, these things things are not oh by the ways. You listened and heard this program today because maybe the infant Jesus of Prague is knocking on the door of your heart, and we certainly want you to keep up. Peter, in your prayers today, right, please pray for her that she might have that moment. I'm praying for all of you. Marcella in Pinton Falls, New Jersey says via Domestic Church Media, thank you for reminding me about the infant Jesus of Prague. Well, I think many of us have been reminded today. May God be praised for that. It's been great being with you. Get out there to womenofgrace.com. Join us for the facilitator training either tonight or Saturday, and join us for Dr. Carrie Gress, January 28th and 29th. All the details are there for you. Till we're together again, may the abundant life of Jesus Christ be yours, and may God richly bless you. Bye-bye now.